Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
What's happening? I don't know if my vision keeps me from seeing if pictures are any better. You know, I got the new iPhone. It's got like 3 different cameras.
Yeah.
But I don't see any difference. Mike, dude, you have this phone too, right?
Yeah.
So what, do you see any difference?
Yeah, they're way more clear.
Huh.
Like super clear.
You don't
clear.
See that?
I guess not.
It just looked like the old pictures? Like
it just looked like a picture.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like really sharp, detailed.
Do you see it on Insta Story or just only on?
I can tell if somebody has a new phone on Insta Story, yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm not there yet. Amy, did you say you get a message about an upgrade on your phone?
Yeah, Verizon sent me a text and it said that I am now qualified or something for the upgrade.
Yeah.
But it was a text. I didn't reply, but does that mean that's free? Because
no
it's
idea.
Time for me to upgrade?
I don't I was think like, it's worth the money, by the way, if you're just going to buy. I don't feel there's a big difference. Do you, Mike, except for the camera?
Except for the camera, there's not a huge difference.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Okay. Mm. I don't feel like I needed to get another phone. Could drop mine in the pool. My refurbished one come back, and it wasn't charging even then. So, fine. I'm done for a couple years with getting a phone, a few years, whatever long it takes to get it. I dropped this one in the toilet. That'll be when I'd get another phone. But yeah, I don't. The only thing that's cool is all these stickers you can use now to build like your face. Because I text Amy, like my emojis are now my face.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's like a Mitmoji or.
Yeah.
Me-mo-
but it's,
all,
it's built into the phone. Here, Eddie, I'll send you one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see if it looks like you.
Pretty cool.
So it has glasses and all that?
Yeah. No, Eddie. It looks like me, but it's blonde and with a
so
beard.
So just a nerdy white guy. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
Let me send you this. Let's see. All right, tell me if this looks like me. I'll all send right. you one with a thumbs up. Here you go. Wabam. It's funny, Mike, you can see the difference in pictures. I can hear radio shows. Like, I listen to a lot of sports radio and sports podcasts, and so I can hear when people are in different rooms, even though they never address it. I can hear the audio quality being, like, 3% different. They're not in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell.
Wow.
And I guess just from forever, Amy lived in North Carolina, and we did this show for years, and then I'm on the road a lot, and you know, we're working in different rooms, so there's mm-hmm. a different quality to it. Anyway, Raymundo said he went to a family-friendly bar the other day. I'd never even heard of such thing.
They're out there, man, and trust me, they're growing. They're probably in every major city right now in America.
Wait, what's a family-friendly bar mean, though?
Well, do you want me to tell you? Apparently now, you go
I do
to these...
want you to tell me, yes. That's the whole point of me bringing it up.
So I thought it was just a brewery. It was in the neighborhood. I'd honestly never been to the place. I told my chick, man, we lived here for 6 months. Let's go to this brewery. So we go to it, and we walk in, nothing, everything normal. It's family-friendly, and I start to think, what the heck does family-friendly mean? So I go to the back, and they got a projector. They're playing Billy Madison. So everybody's watching Billy Madison, but there's parents drinking, pushing strollers. Kids are right around alcohol, which is fine. I'm not a parent. I don't care if you drink around your kids. It's just very kind of awkward. So I'm sitting there playing bags, and I get to thinking, man, I usually don't play bags with a clean mouth. I usually kind of talk trash a little bit, but there's kids playing Tonka trucks and in their strollers right next to me. So we had to play the cleanest game of bags, me and my buddy ever. We're just, good shot, man. Good shot. So I'm already changing exactly how I am in a bar. That's why I go to a bar, to avoid kids. So whatever. Bags.
That's why you go to a bar to avoid kids?
Huh. Like they're at your house?
It's an adult type of area, but this was different. So anyways, I go, screw it all. I'm going to get a drink. Let's get another drink. Have some more fun, you know, amp this up a little bit. So I go in this area that's called the barn area. And you go in the barn, good God. Not only am I never going to this bar again, I'm never going to go into that bar again. It's an absolute free-for-all. There's footballs flying. Kids are on scooters. They can bring skateboards. Dude, there's everything. And that's where you have to go to get a drink. So I'm waiting in line to get a beer, and I have kids whizzing by me scooter. Boom, here's a football. Watch out, here's a Tonka truck. I mean, it was absolute nightmare. I tell my chick 10 minutes after, I go, listen, I almost saw a kid get hit with a dart, and I think a kid got hit with a pool stick. I'm out of here. No more kid-friendly for me. Last time at that bar.
And that's near your house?
Yes.
That's interesting.
And parents love it, apparently, man. You just bring them, push the kids, a stroller, grab a beer. Woo! Family-friendly, baby. Very odd.
I'd never heard of one of these. Apparently, according to Ray, they're in every major city in America.
I know. I've never
heard. Either. Never heard of that.
Yeah, speaking of bars, there used to be this bar, and it could still be in Austin. Did you ever go to Logan's back in the day?
Mm-mm.
Where they would play real famous, you'd be in, and they were known for their humongous beers. And I didn't drink, but all my friends would go and get these big old beers. And they would play a scene from a very famous movie, and the whole bar would kind of, they'd turn all the lights down. All the lights would be on, music's going, thum, thum, thum. And then all the music would slowly stop, and all the lights would go down. And then on the big screens, they would show, like, the scene from Billy Madison where he fights Bob Barker and or Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
And so they just show the scene and the music comes back up and they would just flash in scenes of famous movies as it went. I just think that was the coolest thing. That, and then we go to the, again, I would just go because friends would be there. But that, the library, does this still exist in Austin?
Yeah, the library is still there.
I mean, that
it's
was.
It's been a minute since I've been there, but yeah.
Yeah, it's still there. Aquarium's still there.
Crazy. And, you know, Nashville has Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Austin has Sixth Street.
And New Orleans has Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
Memphis has Beale Street.
I wonder, okay, let's do those. What else do we have? Is there another one, though, to make it a five?
Yes. Isn't there a Chicago one?
I'm sure there are little areas, but like...
Oh, that's the shopping one.
Really famous bar.
Madison Avenue.
Oh, Michigan.
Areas.
Michigan.
Is that
Michigan.
Shopping? That's shopping,
I know,
right?
The shopping. Yeah. I was just answering their question.
Let's do, of those four, let's... Mike's pulling some up here.
Oh, Vegas Strip.
Oh, yeah. How do you forget that?
Yeah.
I mean...
I don't know if that one's actually fair to put in the mix, though. Because that's more than just known for bars. It's casinos and entertainment. Of those four, which one is the grossest? Let's do grossest stuff. Like, you walk around, you're like, oh, my God.
Oh, Bourbon Street.
I have to say Bourbon Street.
Okay.
For sure.
Because I see people, like, go to the bathroom there.
Yeah.
On the street?
Yeah.
Okay, and at number four on the grossest. That's number one.
Uh-huh.
Number one's Bourbon Street. Okay, number two.
Beale Street.
Never been.
I've been to Beale Street in Memphis.
It's not too bad.
It doesn't feel gross. It doesn't feel
gross,
safe.
But it's... I'm saying if we're ranking them, it has... I mean,
because 6th Street is now called Dirty Six. Like,
well, there's the clean part.
I would put Austin 6th Street as the least.
Oh, the least?
It's a mess. But the least mess.
Okay.
Like Broadway and Nashville, it smells like urine. Crazy.
It does. It smells like...
If you go like Saturday at midnight, it's awful. A friend came in town a couple months ago, and they wanted to see what it was like. And we went at like 9:30, and it was nuts. And I was like, oh, this is nothing. And they were blown away at how I just elbowed. They had this game there. It was a bar. Have you guys ever seen that hang bar?
No.
Where if you hang on the bar for 2 minutes, you win like $200 or something?
Did you do it?
No. Because what happens is, you're supposed to just hang, right? And they turn the bar little by little.
Oh,
and you have to hang on
they
for
twist
2 minutes,
it.
And nobody could last. I was watching big dudes show up and be like... F this. They're drunk. And they would grab that bar and they would just shake and they'd fall and be like, oh, I'm so disappointed. But yeah, Raymond, that'd be a lesson you would do. Get drunk and try the hang bar.
I'm shocked I haven't seen that bar. I know most of the spots.
Sometimes it's like right in the street.
Do you ever see it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing either.
If you I'm give just 10 driving bucks. By.
Amy stops and hangs all the time.
No, I just see people do it.
Okay, so on grossest, number one is Bourbon.
Yeah.
Number two is Beale. Well, I think Broadway's grosser than Beale Street is.
I don't know.
Just for, like, smell and...
Broadway's crazy.
Beale, I don't feel like is safe. Like, if it was a mugging list, I think Bourbon and Beale would probably be one and two. So I'm going to go on the gross list. I'll give you Bourbon Street. I'll go Bourbon, Broadway, Beale, 6th. That's the order that I would put them. Memphis is no joke, though. I stopped at Olive Garden once and my car got broken into.
Crazy.
I went in for like 28 minutes. I looked at the clock. I was like, surely this is safe. Parked right at the restaurant. Went out, came back. You know how they have your car has two glasses, two windows? The big one and that little one.
Oh, yeah, in the back
seat.
They
busted the back. This is like 5 years ago. They busted the back one, went in, got whatever they wanted, and got out. Like, quick.
Dang.
I stayed at a hotel in Memphis once. It was like Haiti. Because in Memphis, they shut the gate. You go into the hotel, and they close the gate behind you so no one can rob your car while you're parking. Same thing in Haiti when I stayed at the hotel there.
And there's guys with machine guns out front.
Well, there were no machine guns in Memphis.
Oh.
But they did have you drove in, and they shut the gate.
I don't know about machine, but rifles or something.
Oh, they had some sort of assault rifle
in
Haiti.
Yeah. I tried to ignore that part.
They had people in Haiti stores.
At the grocery store,
At the grocery store. Just standing up guard like... And it's not even people in like military garb.
Just regular people?
No, they're working. They just don't have
Haiti Joe?
Okay, all right.
Haiti Joe and a wife beater?
It's just their job. Yeah.
Because me walking to the Yankee game this weekend, like there were cops like loading up on their weapons. Like,
but at least they had...
They were dressed
with badges,
and
you understood that they had probably done some sort of training to have that weapon.
Correct.
In Haiti,
they're just wearing a ball cap.
It's just a dude. Dude's got a brewer's cap on and a wife beater with an assault rifle outside of a 7-Eleven Haiti version. And you're going, I don't know if he's scaring people going in or coming out, but either way, it was nutty.
Mm-hmm.
Any plans to go back to Haiti for you?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, we keep trying to go, but again, just for our safety, we're not at the time being. But maybe in December.
Yeah.
That's the next. That's the next time we're going to try.
Mm-hmm. I got a text here. Sing the Tuesday song.
Oh, it's Tuesday.
All right, Raymundo, can you give me some sort of beat? I gotta be reminded.
Forget that it's Tuesday.
I know.
And we have a song.
And we have a song that we've never recorded.
Yeah.
So this song is going out to everybody out there living a Tuesday.
You know what day it is?
It's Tuesday, mother.
Come on.
You know what happens on Tuesday? It goes... Tuesday, H-O-A, Tuesday, housewives gon' booze day, I'm just talking about Tuesday, let's do it again, Tuesday, eat some cashews day, housewives gon' booze day, I'm just talking about Tuesday, yeah, Tuesday, the best day of the week, I don't know how it goes anymore,
Cool, dude, we need to revisit that and record it,
it's so good. Last week on my Q&A podcast, because it comes out every Tuesday, I'm pretty sure I broke into song in the episode. I shared with my people about it. I was like, it's Tuesday. And then I sang Real Housewives Booze Day. Eat some cashews day.
I'm just talking about Tuesday.
Let me see if I have lyrics up here. I probably don't. I don't think I saved them. If you ever just searched. Okay, here you go.
Keep it going.
There you go. Ready?
You got it?
Yeah, let's see if it works there. The best day of the week, you all know it's my time, so I made a song about Tuesday, so happens it rhymes. The lowest number of crimes is Super Bingo at 9. Don't know how you do your Tuesdays, this is how I do mine. The sun comes up, there's a smile on my mouth. Why? Because I love Tuesdays, this is the first thing I shout. Free Zumba this morning, and every Tuesday at 5, I got my spandex on, it's time to head to the Y. I say, Tuesday, H-O-A, Tuesday, housewife's gon' booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Do it again now. Tuesday, brown cow goes moose day. Eat some cashews day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Yep, it's Tuesday. Is my recycling on the curb as I drive off? Yep, my recycling's on the curb. I mean, Fridays are fine because they're casual and all, but I'm always more productive on my Tuesday conference call. After work plans, I get my spray tan. I'm drinking lemon water, adding me some cayenne, pebbles and bam bam. I'm watching C-SPAN, and then it's 2-for-1 at Sonic with the Coney in each hand. I'm saying Tuesday, H-O-A, Tuesday. Give me Raymundo's feeling. I'm Tuesday. I'm just talking about Tuesday. One more time. Tuesday, brown cow goes moose day. Eat some cashews day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Bridge time, I go to Mardi Gras on a Tuesday.
What?
I go to Krav Maga on a Tuesday. Ooh. I'm playing Pokemon on a Tuesday. Yeah. Came out of my mom on a Tuesday.
Good one.
I love that. So
that's
good.
The best know. Song ever.
I don't know.
All right, so
that.
Now it's recorded.
It is. That's not. That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Tuesday.
If we end up recording that song years after we sat around my kitchen table in Austin, writing that dope.
But isn't that how it works? You listen to these stories. They're like, yeah, man, I wrote that song 20 years ago. Just released it.
What do you think about that song, Raymundo?
Oh, I think it's one of your best ones.
Are you kidding?
I'm dead serious.
All right.
It's very catchy.
Thank you.
And he's a songwriter. He knows.
That's true. He does Bad Vacation. All right. I think we're done here. Let's see if anything I missed on the list. We have Dirks on Thursday. We have John Party on Friday. AJ McClain from the Backstreet Boys coming to my house today. There will be a new Bobby cast up. If he lands in time, he's coming right off the flight to
That's pretty
house.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll talk Backstreet Boys. You know, he's trying to do the country thing. We've talked to him on the phone before briefly, but...
Did you all set that up in Vegas?
Sort of. One of my friends who's one of the executives at ABC says, hey, I know AJ. He'd love to do your... And I was like, well, I kind of know AJ too. Just hook it up. And so somebody in his team reached out and talked to Mike. And I saw AJ at iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Yeah.
He came up to me right before he went on stage and like, we're like, what up? And I was like, dude, you're on in like 20 seconds. I think they do that so often.
You're right.
That it's not a thing. By the way, if you... Richmond sold out. There are like 28 tickets left. Have an entire theater in Wilmington, Delaware. Not this weekend, but next. Eddie and I are playing The Raging Idiots. I listened to some of our live recording from Little Rock.
How did it sound?
Better than I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
Bones, that's a constant thing with you.
What?
it's better than you think. You're always just like, oh, it wasn't very good.
I know. I'm always like, no. Bobby sucked.
I'm not good at
I'm
all.
I'm not good. Bobby's sad now.
Yeah, so it sounded good?
Yeah, I think it's going to come out pretty well.
Awesome.
So, all right, thank you guys. Here is Tuesday's show, or as we say,
Tuesday.
Okay, we did that. All right, bye, everybody.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Tuesday's show, Morning Studio.
Morning.
Well, here we are again. How you feeling?
Feeling pretty good. How about you?
I'm feeling pretty good. A little better than yesterday. I'm still a little tired, but that Las Vegas trip in 48 hours when you have to, it's just a tough one.
Yeah.
And shout out to all of our Vegas listeners that like keep their skin feeling good. I get out there and I'm like desert face. Like I'm out there for an hour and my face like dries up.
Lather up.
You got like pimples growing. I can feel them growing as I'm out there.
Oh, wow.
Like, and they make a sound. Yeah, that was, but I'm back. I'm doing pretty good. Got to go to New York tomorrow. Grind, don't stop.
How's your skin do there?
Great. My skin does great in New York. But we're doing a John Party album release on Thursday night.
I love him.
So, yeah. I know. And he's going to be on the show Friday. So it's a whole thing. Got a busy week, but a great week. If you get to be busy, congratulations. You've been trying to be busy. Now that you're busy, don't complain about it. That's what I say to myself sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, if you knew 3 years ago all the cool stuff you'd begin to do, then you wouldn't be complaining. So I don't complain much. Mm-hmm. And I wake up and I go, am I ready for the day? Yes or yes.
Yes.
That's right. I'll start with this. A woman quits her job and searches 57 days for her lost dog.
Oh, my gosh.
And then finds her.
Oh, well, there we go. I was about to be like, this is about to be terribly sad.
A Washington State woman whose beloved border collie escaped from a hotel when she was on vacation in Montana was found. She quit her job as a postal worker and spent 57 days searching for the dog. Isn't that wild?
So what in the world did you, I mean, yeah, it's crazy.
The dog had lost 12 pounds, was severely dehydrated, but expected to make a full recovery. Her tireless quest to find the 7-year-old Katie came to an end when she got a call from a man who had seen one of the hundreds of posters that she had put up and had been walking through. And they found the dog almost 2 months later.
I hope she can get her job back if she needs
They have
it.
To. If they don't give her job back, we'll hire. No, we don't. We don't have money left. But I'd like to. Let's go over and talk to Marcy in Oklahoma, who has called the show. Marcy, what's happening?
Oh, my gosh. It is so incredible to talk to y'all. Good morning, studio.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh, y'all. I have to say this really quick, or I'll forget. The way that you say poto, it's poto.
Huh?
All right, y'all. And I just want to let y'all know how inspiring you all are. The things that y'all talk about, I mean, they really matter. What you all do seriously matters and makes a difference in people's lives, especially mine, my husband's, my really good friend, Debbie Stevens. She loved to listen to you, and we would talk back and forth every now and then, you know, about something that we heard on the show. And Lunchbox needs to be one of the raging idiots. He's hysterical. I love him.
Well, we appreciate the call. Thank you for calling this morning. I don't know what the Podo thing is. Maybe it's one of the local liners I do where I say name of a town.
Maybe.
Probably.
Because I don't just walk around yelling the word Podo around.
That has to be it.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
So we're going to draft TV catchphrases. And if you've ever seen the NFL draft, all the teams sit around and one by one they get to pick players. And once the player is picked, it's off the board. So if Amy picks something and she has the first pick, I can't get it because you already have it. So people are like, why isn't your team this? Well, because it was drafted before I was able to get to it. And all of this is about having the best overall team. So don't look at just the first pick because there's an advantage to having the first pick. You get the best players first. But like me, I'll go last in the first round, but I get to go first in the second round. So as it goes down the line, it then starts at the end of the line and goes backward for the second round. So that's kind of how the draft works. And now we will draft TV catchphrases. That's it. It can be anything you want as long as it's said on a TV show. And you know what? Even if it's not, you can pick it because there are no rules.
Oh, okay.
So we let the voters kind of be the judges. All right, Amy, you have the first overall pick in the TV catchphrase draft. What are you thinking?
That's what she said, Michael Scott.
Wow.
Why did you knew?
That's where I was going.
But you knew that was mine. That was like you drafting.
That's what she said.
But that was like you drafting my cousin in the NFL. Like, you know what? That's
wow.
All right, Amy picks. That's what she said from The Office. Has never even watched The Full Office. Just let that be known.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't. You haven't watched the whole thing.
Okay, I've watched full seasons.
Okay. We'll see how that goes.
Not series.
All right. That's a good pick. Lunchbox, first round pick.
Well, I thought she would go with this one, but I'll do it. How you doing, Joey?
Yeah, that's good.
Probably a better overall first round pick. I'm just saying that Amy kind of mad at you.
Oh, hater.
But Friends is bigger than The Office, I think, with our list. I don't know.
I didn't know for sure. I had to take a gamble.
You just wanted to take a shot at me. I know how this goes.
What?
Yeah, Eddie?
Oh, I'm out.
Oh, Eddie lost. Yeah,
thanks
so he's
for
not
rubbing
in
that
it.
In.
Oh, dang.
Oh, that was awkward.
Very nice of you.
Morgan, number two, your first round pick.
I'm going with Full House. You got it, dude.
Yeah.
That's a good one. All right. Raymundo, your first pick.
It is Steve Urkel.
Did I do that?
Good one.
Yeah.
My list is falling apart.
Right.
I think everybody's list is falling apart.
Same.
Well, Amy.
Yeah?
I don't like how you took mine. I'm hurting a little bit. It was probably going to be taken anyway. But just...
Right, Lunchbox admitted
because I'm
was...
in the spirit, I'm going to take... I don't even know how it goes. Hold on.
I
got to make sure I say it right. Has clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose, right?
That is
it. All right, I'm going to take from Friday Night Lights, clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Is that how it goes?
That's it.
All right, good.
Texas Forever.
I haven't seen that show. You haven't seen The Office, so that's my first pick overall.
Okay.
Shout out. Everybody listening to Texas, be sure to vote for me.
The whole state.
Yeah, I picked you guys. Okay, so that's the first round. All right, let me look at him here. Amy said, that's what she said. Lunchbox said, how you doing? Morgan number two said, you got it, dude. Raymundo said, didn't I do that? And then I have clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. All right.
It's good. It's Friday Night Lights. That's good.
Well, I have the first pick of the second round. I think I'm going to go with Will You Accept This Rose from The Bachelor.
Dang it.
Oh, wow. That's a big one.
Good one.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Will You Accept This Rose. There you go. All right, Raymundo.
Price is Right, Bob Barker.
Dang it.
Come on down.
Good one.
So good.
Morgan, number two.
I'm going to go old school again. Brady Bunch. Marsha.
Okay.
There aren't a lot.
I had that. That's good.
I mean, all these are on the internet. Like, everybody has all these on there. Everybody's like, oh, what do you? These are all the biggest ones. Lunchbox?
Man, I didn't watch Full House, so I don't know which one of these to go with. But I'm going to say, how rude.
Okay. Amy?
Okay. I'm going to go with No Soup for You.
From Seinfeld, Soup Nazi. Okay. All right. We got one more round to go.
Oh.
Now we're all digging.
Oh, yeah. Is it me again?
Yeah. So you have That's What She Said from The Office and No Soup for You from Seinfeld. What is your final pick?
Oh, my gosh. This is getting hard. I guess I'll go with... I'll also go with Full House just because it's awesome. Have mercy.
Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Oh, I got two. And I don't know which one's bigger. I love both these shows. And I'm going to go with... Oh! Is that your final answer? From Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Yeah. That's it.
I didn't know what that was from for a minute. I was like, what is that from?
Yeah.
Because Regis always goes, is that your final answer?
Yeah. Morgan, yes. Number two.
Yeah. Oof.
I had two more left, but I'm going to go with Mr. Rogers. Won't You Be
Ooh,
My
what
neighbor.
A great one. Oh, I would have taken that in the second round. I didn't think about that.
Me neither. Won't You Be
Strong
My
pick.
Neighbor.
Oh, man, I would have taken that earlier. Good one. Raymundo.
From How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, I forgot.
That is legend. Wait for it. Derry.
All right.
Don't know that one.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's Barney, right?
Yeah.
So I'm the last one. So I'm going to talk some of these out. I have Bazinga from Big Bang Theory. Doh! From The Simpsons.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going to eliminate The Tribe Has Spoken from Survivor.
Because you already went reality.
Oh, I don't care about that. I just don't think it's the strongest one.
Okay.
I still have a...
Fonz?
From The Fonz. And then, you know, I was thinking, you fired.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The Apprentice Donald Trump.
Good one.
Like, that's the one I'm sitting on going, I don't know how I don't pick that one. Everyone would do that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're fired.
You fired.
You still do sometimes.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go with You Fired from Donald Trump on The Apprentice. That's going to be my last
nice.
One. Yeah. Whew. Okay. A lot of legendary TV here, folks. Amy's got That's What She Said, No Soup For You, and Have Mercy. Lunchbox says How You Doing, How Rude, and Is That Your Final Answer? Morgan number two has You Got It, Dude, Marsha, 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 and Won't You Be My Neighbor. God, which is a strong one. I feel so dopey for not getting that one. That Won't You Be My Neighbor could have been a number one round pick, guys.
Yeah.
Raymundo has Did I Do That? Come On Down and Legend, Wait For It, Dairy. And then I have Clear Eyes, Full Hearts, Can't Lose. Will You Accept This Rose? And You Fired. Amy, any on your list that you didn't use?
I have... Oh, well... Whoa.
Blossom.
Oh, Blossom.
Joey? Yeah, I didn't know if it's... And then What's Up, Doc?
Yeah, I had that one. But the... What's that, 60s cartoon?
And then, yeah.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
I also had Doe.
I think we all went to the same websites. And we all had the same ones. So when people are getting frustrated, go, they're taking mine. You're taking everybody. It's because we all went to the same three websites and looked at all these. All right, there you go. Thank you very much. Go vote at BobbyBones.com on our TV theme song fantasy draft. How do you feel you did, Amy? First pick. It's a lot of pressure there.
I like it.
Yeah.
Everyone's are good, though, so.
I don't feel like mine are the most solid.
Why?
I don't even watch Friday Night Lights. Maybe that's why. Like, I'm not in love with my first round pick because I've never seen the show.
Oh, well, your first round pick is pretty good. Trust
Morgan
me.
Number two, I'll trade you a full heart.
Oh, trading already.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Can we trade?
No.
Oh.
That's funny.
That's a whole nother thing.
I am sad you picked that one. I was going to go after that one.
Second round with that one?
Yeah.
What'd you take over it?
For my second round?
No, for your first round.
Oh, I had You Got It, Dude.
So I'll trade you a a full hearts and a You Fired for Won't You Be My Neighbor and a You Got It, Dude, and a condition to be lame later. All right.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Raymundo, what you got?
In California, the Juul e-cigarettes are under criminal investigation. They're facing a possible ban from the government. In other news, nationwide, 48,000 General Motors workers are still striking. Work has stopped at nearly 50 factories around the country. Officials still don't know how long the strike is going to last. And finally, in Wisconsin, an unidentified person admitted to killing Teresa Halbach in a recording to producers from the hit Netflix show Making a Murderer. If it's true, Stephen Avery and Brendan Dassey would be freed from prison.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
How much interest do you have in watching that new Joker movie?
Oh.
Have you seen much about it?
No, but I did like The Dark Knight.
Not the same, though. Joaquin Phoenix is just playing the Joker. There's no Batman in it. It's like his origin story.
Oh.
And it won the big awards in the film festivals. They're saying it's going to break all the records.
I can get into it because I'm curious I don't know how the Joker became the Joker, so I'm into it.
Well, so he's really skinny in the previews, and he had to drop 50 pounds. So all he ate was an apple, lettuce, and steamed green beans.
Ugh.
To lose 50 pounds.
Wow.
He said he worked with a medical professional to lose the weight in a safe manner, but that's really what he ate.
That's what he ate. Sounds awesome.
Yeah. He said that they talked about temptations, and he said that he had a bunch of pretzels around. It was the hardest thing for him not to eat the pretzels all the time. Wow. So, but that's what he ate. It feels like that's all I'm eating on this keto diet.
No, you're not having any apples.
I did once Mike D's apple because he brings them every day and eats them. Mm-hmm. And so I just ate like a slice and then I was so full of shame. I was like, why did you do that to yourself? But it's whatever. It's not a big deal. I've had no real sugar. Like we were all weekend. We were in Vegas this past weekend doing iHeartRadio Music Festival. And when there's always food and candy around, it's just easy to grab it and eat it and eat it. But didn't have any of it.
Oh, wow. You didn't even take a Vegas break?
None.
Like a... Ketocation?
And you no ketocation. And there you can eat meat, beef, So I went to In-N-Out and just got the burger with the lettuce on it. Mm-hmm. It's great. I didn't need the bread. I do miss bread, though. So anyway, Joaquin Phoenix, if anyone was trying to lose 50 pounds, all they have to do is eat lettuce and steamed green beans.
And an apple.
Yeah, there you go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know what I had this morning was, and it was not good, is a shot of espresso just straight up.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh,
no.
How do people drink that? Do people enjoy that?
Yes, they sip it.
Or do they just go?
No, they do. It becomes an acquired taste, and they do.
It makes me like, just thinking about it.
I know.
They sip it. I just took the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Some people put it in a little teeny tiny cup and sip.
Ugh.
Or they throw it back.
I went and stopped by Starbucks this morning. They open at 4 a.m. The girl opens at 4. She's a songwriter. I listened to her whole story this morning.
Really?
Oh, I went through, and she's like, hey, what do you have? And I was hurting. I'm still hurting. And I don't like coffee, really, but I thought I needed to get, and I've heard about espresso shots straight up. So I took one espresso shot, and they even made it taste good. I said, give me blonde roast, whatever that means. I don't even know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, give me that, and then I'll take a chai latte. So I got up there, and she was like, hey, don't worry about it. We'll get it. And I was like, oh, wow. And I don't normally like to take free stuff, but I was like, okay. And then she goes, hey, big fan. I was like, oh, cool, what's up? She goes, well, I get here at 4, and I guess they open around 4:15. And she's like, I do the open shift, then I go to class, and I'm studying music. And she's like, I read your book, and like I'm just trying to, you know, do all this. She's like, I'm just trying to do all this work so I can have a shot at it. She's got to pay her own bills, and it was good. So we talked for a bit, and then she gave me an espresso in a little cup. It comes in a tiny cup, too, like a Starbucks thimble size.
Well, yeah.
Mm. And then I drank it, and it's called a shot. They're supposed to drink it like a shot. It was disgusting.
You can do either, but you asked if some people enjoy it, and I think when they're enjoying it, they sip.
If you enjoy that, you're a psycho killer. Mm-hmm. There's nothing good about that. It's all bitter.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't like the taste of coffee either. There's a story out this morning. There's a Japanese coffee house that serves a 22-year-old coffee. Not a 22-year-old person. The coffee is 22 years old. And it costs $900 a cup. What do you think about that?
I didn't know aged coffee was a thing.
If you can afford it, the cup will set you back a whopping $914. The owner of the Munch pours water into the grounds very slowly. So slowly, it takes 30 minutes for the first drop of liquid to fall.
Wow.
And you're wondering, you know,
you better hope you don't like it.
Who would pay this? Not many people, but occasionally super rich people will do it, or people will pull with
put
their
money
friends.
And everyone gets a sip.
Everybody gets a sip.
Yeah.
Yeah, $900 for coffee. Holy cow.
But yeah, could you imagine if you like it? Then you're addicted to a $900 drink.
Yeah, but there are people in like Haiti going, I can't believe they paid $11 for a coffee at Starbucks or whatever people pay for a coffee at Starbucks. You don't know that. You don't know much about Haiti.
Yeah, I do. I know nothing.
Except your kids are from there and you spent a lot of time.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
ACM named Chris Stapleton their first ever artist-songwriter of the decade due to his massive career. He's won 10 ACM awards and has had over 170 album cuts. Sam Hunt did an interview with ET Canada, and he said he will be releasing a new single most likely before the end of the year, and blamed fame for being one of the reasons it has taken him so long to release new music. He says it was pretty intense and a drastic lifestyle change for him, so he needed to take a step back and reboot before the next album. Gwen Stefani says she didn't even know Blake Shelton existed before she joined The Voice. She says it's crazy, but now it's normal, and she has accepted that he's a true hillbilly and a true country jukebox. I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So after 100 days in the NICU, a 1-pound micro preemie baby is finally going home. Yeah, back on May 21st. Little Finn was born 24 weeks old and weighed 1 pound.
Wow.
So doctors said that he only had a 50% chance of survival, but now baby Finn is 4 months old, weighs 5 pounds, 5 ounces, doing well, and finally able to go home.
Wow, look at that. Holy crap.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, shout out to that medical staff there too, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Ohio. A dog walker is looking for a new job after he got busted on camera stealing from the family. He would come into the house, walk the dog, Then he had some bourbon, drink milk straight from the gallon, take naps on the couch.
All right.
And they had cameras in their house for surveillance, and they reviewed it, and they're like, man, this dude's just hanging out, eating our food, and stealing stuff.
I wonder how they found this dog walker. Anytime that I've ever got one from an app, they say they're background checked.
Mm-hmm.
But this rogue dog walker, by the way, of all the things, the worst is drinking the milk.
Out of the carton.
Yeah, like half my bourbon. Fine. I don't even have bourbon. I don't even know what bourbon is. Have my bourbon. Have a nap. Whatever makes you walk my dog a little better.
Right.
Don't drink out of anything with your own mouth. So what happened to him?
He just needs a new job. They didn't press charges. They just fired him.
Oh.
That's nice.
They didn't get him for stolen bourbon?
Nope.
All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
So if you listen to the show and you talk about the show or you tweet about the show or talk to us, like, we consider you part of the B team and we appreciate that. And sometimes I'll just click around on people that tweet me and see their profiles and see what they're up to. And some of them even put B team member in their profile, which is just so cool. But there was one B team member, one listener who kept trying to win this contest in Austin to go see Garth Brooks at the Dive Bar Tour. She couldn't get in. She didn't win. And then I hit the station PD up and it's like, no, we don't have any room. And I was like, come on, there's always room. So then I had to hit up Garth so she could go. This is last night. So after the show yesterday, this is me calling her to tell her that we called Garth and we were going to get her into the show. Steph.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey, what did...
Normal day at work.
What did Mike D tell you was happening?
He said someone was calling into the show, texting, pretending to be me.
Yeah, has it been you or no?
No.
Well, now, we were just messing with you. It's not really that. But I've been watching you try to win this Garth contest the whole time, and you weren't able to win. And so I called Garth, and we're going to get you in.
Oh, my God.
So you can go tonight, right?
Yeah, we'll make it happen. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Because, I see you on Twitter maybe like 1,000 times. Amy, do you see her ever?
I know. Yes. I'm sorry.
No.
No, it's cute.
Yeah, like, she tried every way to win the contest.
Yeah. One of your last tweets I saw, you were something like, well, I think, should I call the phone company? Is my phone broken? Because
yes,
I never got the call.
It might be broken, you know. And it's a short last name, so, you know, they could just squeeze it in, I was hoping. You know?
Well, that's what we're going to do. The station couldn't help me out. We called the station PD, and he's like, nope, can't get anybody in. So I had to use one of my contacts and hit up Garth and be like, hey, dude,
my gosh.
So tonight, go to Green Hall. Have fun. It's Garth Dive Bar Tour, and let us know how it goes. Maybe tomorrow let us know, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, thank you guys so much. I'm in shock right now. Shaking, like, what's going on?
Do you know? So, you got two tickets?
Yeah, her and a friend.
Oh, so do you know who you're going to take?
Well, I probably have to take my husband.
Solid. Solid draft pick.
You do.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Otherwise, then I don't know. That'd be so hard. I don't even know.
Let us know how it goes.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Oh, my gosh, guys. Thanks so much.
Okay. Hey, Raymond, let's put her on hold and make sure we get all the information from her.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Bye, Steph. Have fun.
Bye, guys. Bye, Bobby. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, so there you go. That was yesterday after the show, and she went last night, I'm assuming, and hopefully we'll talk to her later on. But we just appreciate you guys. If you guys listen to the show, you never know when we're looking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Santa Claus, just not as rich.
You better watch out. You better not pout.
Yeah, so is that how it goes? Better not pout?
Yeah, you better not cry. I'm telling you why. Oh. Bobby Claus is coming.
When Bobby Claus stalker.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
So what do you have?
Degenerative disc disease.
What does that mean?
Something. So on your spine, in between your vertebrae, you have these little discs. And my L4 and L5, like parts of my back, because of my hips and my neck, are like smushing down the vertebrae onto the disc to where they're deteriorating.
How did you know this was happening? Just pain?
X-rays. Well, I've had pain, you know, for a while. I think you see me in here and I'm like getting up. I can't sneeze. If I sneeze, it's a dramatic event because my whole body, it just hurts so bad. If I have to sneeze while I'm driving, it's dangerous. So I just finally, after going to random chiropractors, just getting popped randomly without really knowing what is the issue, I went to a chiropractor that was going to take X-rays through a friend that recommended this place. So I went, got the X-rays, they evaluated them. I had to wait 24 hours to come back. And when I went back, they were able to tell me what they saw was wrong and how they plan to fix it. And it's intense.
So if they don't fix it, what happens?
I'll continue to just compress it and it'll end up...
Like hunch?
Yeah, my spine is doing weird things, but it'll continue to rub. And I don't know what happens after that. If you get rid of the disc, then you've got the issue of the spine. I mean, listen, I'm not an expert, but the vertebrae rubbing together maybe, and it just continues to be more pain. Right now, it's more of a mild chronic pain. I live with it every day. I can work out. It's just always there. I just ignore it. But sometimes it hurts worse than others.
So what do you have to do now?
Now I have to go I have to go there and do like therapy. It's like physical therapy. It's work. Like he's going to adjust me, but before he'll even adjust you, which I've never been to a doctor like this, which I think is amazing. I have to go in and do 3 different warm-up stretches at these stations, get my body ready for the adjustment. Then he'll adjust me. And then after that, I have to attach all these weights to different parts of my body and stand on the vibrating machine for 5 minutes.
Huh.
I have a 3-pound weight on my forehead.
So you're wearing a weight on your head, standing on a vibrating machine?
On my head and my hips.
Are you sure this is like a joke show, practical joke show? Or like, let's see what people will do.
Yes. Like, how long is she going to stand on this machine? But I saw everybody... Well, actually, when I walked in, I saw other people doing it. I'm like, gosh, I hope I don't have to do that, whatever that is. And then sure enough, it's part of my recovery.
Is this like the hokey pokey stuff you do that's all weird and organic? And-
Listen, get this.
I mean, but is this hokey pokey stuff?
No.
Okay.
This is real.
Or like real doctor.
This is real doctor, but it's a little
hokey pokey.
A little hokey pokey.
Okay.
I'm here for it though, because I just want to feel better. But as I'm like standing on the machine, there's this sign there that tells you about the first chiropractic experience ever. I don't remember the date. They'll just say back in 1900 or whatever. Okay. There's a guy that studies the spine, the body, and the janitor at his office was deaf. Something in his neck popped and all of a sudden he couldn't hear anymore. Went years not being able to hear. The chiropractor dude is like, you know what? I think maybe I can fix this. Gave him an adjustment and popped it and it put it back into place. And he could hear again.
And this has been fact checked and just not written on a,
no, it's fact checked.
On a poster.
I know I'm giving you my Cliff's Notes version of it.
Yeah.
But that's the first recorded chiropractic experience. And like the guy could hear again. So I have hope for my lower back.
Same guy?
No. Oh. Different guy. This guy's real. I like it. He's young. Seems innovative.
Yeah.
Forward thinking.
Well, good luck. I mean, I know it's been hurting you for a while. Amy sits over there like it looks like a little snowman on her back.
I know. When I texted Bobby about it to try to explain a little bit, he was like, what are you, 80? I was like, well.
I didn't do that tone. It's more like, what are you, 80?
Well, it's on text.
Yeah.
So I read it like, what are you, 80?
Yeah.
And I'm like.
Because you had all this equipment on.
Between being premenopausal and now degenerative back disorder, disease, or whatever I have.
Between your back and my butt.
Oh, man.
We got a bad mix going here.
Exactly.
I know. All right, the game is simple. Maybe the simplest game we've ever played. I'll play you a sound. All you have to do is guess what sound is. Pretty easy?
Pretty easy. Cool.
I will give you a theme, though. Sounds from the kitchen.
Oh, that's thank you.
These will all be sounds. If you're in your kitchen, you'd be like, oh, I recognize that sound from when I'm in my kitchen. Ready?
Ready.
Write your answers down. If you miss it, you're eliminated. Sound number one is... All right, you heard that?
How specific do we need to be?
Yeah.
Write down what you hear, folks.
Oh, gosh.
And hit it again.
Only one time. I'm sorry. There you go. For the first one, only one time.
Huh.
For the second one, 2 times. Uh-huh. To get harder. For the third one, 3 times.
Stop. Yeah,
you get it.
All right, I'm in.
All right. Name that sound. Everybody in?
Yeah.
I'm in for the win.
Okay. This was the sound. Amy?
Eating chips.
Lunchbox?
Eating potato chips.
Eddie?
I think we're all too specific, but I put eating chips.
It's all, I would have accepted eating or chewing, and you all got it right.
Oh, wow.
You're still in the game.
Okay, so it didn't have to be chips.
On this one, it didn't.
Okay, good.
We thought.
Number 2, name this sound from the kitchen.
I'm in.
I shall play it one more time. It's a little harder. So you get 2 hears on the second question.
Oh, such a good sound.
I'm in for the win.
All right. Eddie, you in?
I'm in.
Amy?
Frying.
Lunchbox?
That's frying pan.
Eddie?
Pan frying something.
Frying is all I needed in that one. There you go.
Yeah.
Let's do another one. They get a little harder.
Number three.
You get to hear it again?
Number three. And the third time.
There you go. You're in your kitchen? That's probably happening.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy, name that sound.
Ice.
Lunchbox.
Ice cubes.
Eddie.
Ice in a glass.
I give you all that one.
Yes.
Now we're getting a little harder, folks.
But we get to hear it four times, though,
in
right?
In the simplest game of all time. Now, simple doesn't mean it's easy. It just means it's easy to understand. It's a simple game. Name that sound.
Here we go. Okay, okay, you got that. Yeah, I feel pretty good about that one, huh?
Yeah, I feel real good.
Yeah, I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Oh, everybody's in.
Yeah.
Good deal. Amy.
Chopping.
Lunchbox.
That's chopping fruit or vegetables on a cutting board.
Eddie.
Chopping.
Okay. Next one up. You're all right.
Name this sound.
Specific. I need specificity here. You can't just say liquid or pouring. I need specific.
I need it to be specific here.
Men.
Whoa. One more time.
I'm in.
Man.
Time's up. Pens down. Here we go.
Yeah.
Amy?
Pouring a carbonated drink.
Lunchbox?
I said pouring a glass of something from a pitcher.
Eddie?
Pouring a soda.
Mike D, what do you do with all that? Mike D's got to be the judge, because none of you are really right, but
really?
You're all kind of right.
Because I heard fizz.
It's more specific than that.
Okay, I'll play one more time. Okay. It's all pouring. We all have pouring, okay? Be more specific with the pouring. What are we pouring here? Listen closely. Is that part of it, Mike?
Got
that
it.
Is
oh,
part
yeah, of yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Got it. I didn't know. Here we go. See if you can name that.
Yeah, I wrote a paragraph down, so I think I'm in.
You really just need a word.
I got it. I'm in for the win. I got it. Now that you say I need to be more specific.
Amy?
Pouring from a liter bottle of carbonated drink.
What? Mike?
No, that's pouring filtered water.
No, but...
That's a little filter machine.
Eddie?
I wrote pouring a soda from a bottle into a glass.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Well, what's the glug glug comes from the liter bottle?
It's pouring wine.
Wine doesn't fizz.
That fizz, Bones.
Yeah, that sounds like it has ice in it.
Well, is that Prosecco? Guys, champagne, maybe?
It could be champagne.
It's not wine. Sparkling wine.
You asked the winos over here.
Guys, I'm just pushing buttons.
Don't, let us not forget.
A Mike D special.
Mike D.
Mike D, they're all arguing with it.
Man, it sounded like ice in there.
All right. Well, nobody got it right anyway. Let's do sudden death. If you know it, you can yell your name.
Okay. All right, come on.
Here we go. And name it.
Amy.
Amy, for the win.
Cracking an egg.
Cracking an egg it is. There she is.
Yeah.
Wow. There
she goes again. How you feel about that?
Wow. Pretty good.
Yeah. There you go. You won. You want to hear the other one we didn't get to?
Yeah.
Okay, see if you name this one.
Amy.
It's just you, Amy.
Oh.
You won, so you can take the victory lap. What's this?
Can opener.
Yes.
Yeah.
There she is.
Uh-huh.
Yay.
There she goes. There she goes again.
Good?
Got any more?
No, that's it. You guys don't like pouring wine, huh?
No.
I didn't know the difference.
No.
That's why I was asking. I was like, what's that first part? Listen, this one. I don't know what that is.
That's
coming out of the bottle.
It's coming out of a bottle. It could be a liter of Coke.
But listen to that fizz.
Listen.
No, that's ice.
Nope.
That's like it's ice. I don't know what it
no,
is. Amy, you won anyway. Congratulations. If the game screwed up, it's a Mike D production.
Yeah.
Here it is. The Bobby Bones.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So e-gaming injuries are on the rise, like at an alarming rate. And a doctor was saying that the gaming injuries are the same for the gamers as they are like a basketball player.
Meaning what? Rehabilitation? How to? I mean, I'm sure you got your thumbs, your wrists, your fingers. Like, well, what's the?
It just said injuries are akin to those being suffered by top athletes. So it's like, and then it affects their game and they can't perform.
Of course. I mean, yeah, if you hurt your hand, I know you're laughing and snickering at it.
I know. I am coming to a place of accepting that this is like a real thing.
You almost
thing.
Couldn't say the word acceptance. That's how much you're not accepting of it.
I know. But I mean, sitting for hours and hours operating. I mean, maybe even if you also like hurt, can you hurt your bum?
Yeah, or your back or your
so
neck,
long?
Your
yes.
thumbs. Yeah.
Think about it. Oh, it's all.
Just because you don't understand it.
I know.
Don't hate.
I don't. But I mean, it is becoming a thing. Like it's being offered in college as a thing, high school. So I mean, I guess kids don't give up on your dream.
Okay, go ahead.
So hand sanitizer will fight the flu, but here's the deal. You have to rub your hands for 4 minutes.
But so what actually kills the flu, the rubbing or the sanitizer?
I guess that I have no idea, but it says that you need to like, you can't just like massage it in your hands and be like, okay, I'm good to go. It says that to get it completely working and to kill the flu germs, you have to rub your hands for 4 minutes with the hand sanitizer, or you can just wash your hands for 30 seconds.
Yeah, I just try not to touch my face. Like that's really where you're getting stuff is hands to face. Hands to face. I'm in the airport. I'm conscious of that my hands need to stay below my nipples at all times. Like, that's my rule. Keep the hands below the nips all the time at the airport. Because you're just touching everything everybody else is touching. And then door handles, I'm always trying to grab a tissue or a cloth to open the door handles. But just as my rule, in airports, hands below the nips.
Have you gotten your flu shot?
Mm-mm. I need to. I got me every too. Other kind of shot, but no flu shot yet. What else you got over there?
So these are things that'll make 90s kids feel old, which is kind of us.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Friends is now officially 25.
Saw that.
So is Green Day's Dookie album.
Yeah, it's the first album. Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing or everything all at once? You know that song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then he goes, I am one. No,
So if Bart Simpson aged like a regular person, do you know how old he'd be?
Probably around my age.
He'd be 40 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm almost there. Yeah.
In 3 years, Destiny's Child will be eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That means 25 years since their first album, I believe. I believe that's...
Man.
And then Mark Paul Gosselaar is older today than Dennis Haskins was when he started playing Mr. Belding on Saved by the Bell.
Okay, that one's not so shocking. The one that was always shocking to me was Will Smith being older than Uncle Phil. A few years ago, they were like, Will Smith is now old. The Fresh Prince, he's now older than Uncle Phil when he moved into the mansion in Bel Air. So, yeah. We're 90s kids. That's all we did. That was us. That's not being born in the 90s. That's like being a kid in the 90s.
I know, and I like where we are with our age. Like, to me, it does make me feel like a little bit old, but it also just makes me smile and feel like, yeah. And I've been watching, I watched Friends because of the 25th reunion, and... Do you follow Jennifer Garner on Instagram?
Can't say I do.
She's funny. You should. She did this whole Friends reenactment, these little Friends Legos. It's up on her main page, so you can still go back and see it. And she does these, like, fake cooking shows from her kitchen. Or not real cooking shows, but they are real. And I was like, who knew she...
Garner? What did she have to do with... Oh, because she did the Friends. I thought you were confusing her and Aniston for a second.
She did the Friends thing. Like, those are her buddies. And then, like, she's got celebrity friends that comment. Like, Gwyneth Paltrow's like, you give me life. I'm like, man... She just got Gwyneth commenting like, hey, friend. I don't know. I went like knee deep into her Instagram and I was like, it's good. It's a good follow. And then I'm like, what happened to her and Ben Affleck? You know? Do you ever wonder?
Not anymore. Not for like 5 years.
No, didn't he cheat on her?
I don't wonder about that anymore.
Oh, see, I forgot. Okay, so that happened. There you go. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Rebecca Reese from Utah is a single mother, and a few years ago she decided she wanted to start her own business. And it was something with wedding dresses. So she bought a bunch of wedding dresses. Only problem is the business failed. Didn't make any money. So she has all these wedding dresses sitting around. She's like, I can do something good with these. I'm a single mom. I bet you there's other single moms out there looking for wedding dresses. So she's donating them to single moms getting married.
Wow.
All for free.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's Lemons into lemonade right there.
Yeah.
That's a good story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Over to Tommy in Nashville, who's on the phone. Tommy, appreciate that call. What's going on, bud?
Hey, what's going on? Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, first off, I just want to say, huge fan of the show. Love the Sore Losers. Raymundo, you might be the quiet, funniest guy on the show. But, yeah, I just wanted to call in. I'm waiting outside of work right now, but wanted to see if Amy put any more thought into changing her winning song.
Amy, you still have There She Goes as your song?
There she goes.
I mean, to me, that's your song.
I know.
It's
that's
just
what's
been
hard.
Your song for so long.
Yeah. I definitely would change it. But we went through a round of that, and I can't remember what happened. Nobody liked them or something?
No, we picked one, and then it wasn't good. You picked a Kelly Clarkson song that was kind of...
Yeah. It wasn't good. It didn't fit. It was just wrong. So we went back to this one. Yeah, I'm still open to it. If you have a suggestion, you got one?
Look, yeah, every time, like, the games are my favorite part of the show. I love playing games with y'all in the car. But when you win, I always want to root for you, but when you win, it's just, like, kind of a downer. So I was thinking Lizzo, Truth Hurts, because it gets you going. It's a good girl power song, and, you know, it brings up the energy, you know?
I can get down with that.
But the song is like, why men great till they got... It's a man-hater song.
He's right, though. It still is like a fun, pumped-up song. Like, if this song comes on and I'm working out, I'm like really feeling myself. Dum, 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 dum.
Not even how it goes, kind of.
It's the beat.
Yeah. Kind of. Tommy, appreciate that call, man.
Yeah, thank you, Tommy. We'll test that out just for you one day if I ever win something.
Of course, yeah, let me know.
All right, okay. Have a good day, bud. All right, now time for Amy's Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
Why do people in Athens hate getting up early?
Why do people in Athens hate getting up early?
Because Dawn is tough on Greece.
The dish soap.
Dawn, morning.
Oh, Athens is in Greece.
In Greece.
Okay.
I got it.
Eddie gets it. Eddie gets it. It's good.
No, I get it.
Hit it's my like... winning song. Nailed it.
Why men great till they gotta be great?
Wow.
Okay, rude. Somebody doesn't do dishes.
That's funny, Amy.
That was the Morning Corny.
Got a history lesson, a bad joke, all in one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I left work yesterday and it was starting to rain. And so I'm like, oh man, driving out and it's starting to rain. And then all of a sudden I hear it. I'm like, what is that? Is that a helicopter? Well, I had a flat tire.
Oh, no.
So it's raining, and I have a flat tire, and I'm probably a half a mile away from work. And I go, oh, maybe I can just drive it back to work on a flat tire because I don't want to get stuck having to change a tire out in the rain. I can pull back into the garage. And so I turn around, and I go probably 100 yards, and my car just won't go anymore. I can hear the wheel. So it's raining, and I got a flat tire. So I grab my cell phone, and I start to try to call somebody. And my phone, when I changed phones, I didn't put the SIM card in from my old phone to my new phone. So my phone doesn't work. So it's raining, I got a flat tire, and my phone doesn't work. Can't get a hold of anybody. So I just put on my backpack and walk in the rain back to work yesterday. Everybody was already gone. Mike D was here. And I was like, Mike, will you call me Uber? I need to get home.
Oh, man.
I know. So, and then, you know, I have that roadside assistance, and I could have changed my tire, but I got roadside assistance and it was raining. I was done.
Right.
But anyway, it wasn't the best start to the day yesterday.
Oh, man.
Because everything was wrong. Raining, flat, and by the way, I got to get my wheel replaced, which is not cheap. And then I had to walk to work because no one could come pick me up. And then I had to take an Uber home, and he was like, are you Miguel? And I was like... Yep.
Oh, because Mike D.
I'm the whitest guy ever. Yeah, because Mike D is the one who called him. And he was like, are you Miguel? And I was like, see?
Gracias.
So I just get in the car. But it ended up being okay. I got my phone fixed finally. I always forget to change the SIM card. And then I got my car fixed. I have a temporary tire on, which I drove to work today. And I just got to replace the wheel and stuff. And they're going to do that when I go to New York for John Party Thursday. So, but you didn't know. I didn't post anything about it.
I know. Didn't even know.
Didn't call and whine about it. But it wasn't the most solid start to the day. I watched Lauren dance last night on Dancing with the Stars. The first time I'd ever watched the show was last night. Like, just sat at home and watched the show because I never watched it before I went on. And then I was on the whole time. And then the one episode I could have watched, I was there for the premiere. And so I'm watching, and I DVR'd it. So I get home, and I'm kind of just watching the dances. I'm not watching the judges, really. And I was just waiting for Lauren to go. And Lauren dances a pasodoble, mm-hmm. which is very serious. And it's like, I think it's like a Spanish dance where you're angry the whole time. And she was doing that song, What's Wrong With Being Confident? Ooh. Oh. Yeah, that song. And so I have some of the judges here. This is Carrie Ann talking to Lauren after her dance.
I love seeing you come out of your shell like this, and you seem so conservative, but not today, not anymore. You're also extremely flexible. Your shoulders were a little high throughout. You had one moment, like, when he took off the cape, and you were like, God, this feels good, and I was loving you. And then I think you lost your focus for a second, because after that, your shoulders kind of came up, and you went a little tight again.
So she did fine. I think she got decent scores. She did not get eliminated, which was great. They kicked off the girl from the Supremes last night. She was older. I don't know that she was going to last a whole lot longer anyway. But Lamar Odom, when he finished his dance last night, do you see him, like, whine? He was like, I'm going home. Yeah, one, yeah, you suck.
Oh.
And then two, he didn't do anything to make people like him. You got to do one of the two. But then he whines up on the stage. They're like, Lamar, how do you feel? And he's like, it doesn't matter. I'm going home. And they didn't go home. Wasn't even in the bottom two. Uh-oh. Looked like a real crybaby. He didn't look like a real crybaby.
It's got to be hard to come from the top in something that you do. Like basketball, he was obviously really good when he played, right?
Yeah, but he's been struggling a while, so yeah. he's not a good look.
Yeah,
so
don't mind.
But he stayed on. It was Ray Lewis and the girl from the Supremes in the bottom two, and then she lost. So watched it. Lauren lives to do another day. I love that you can text in your votes, too. It makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Lauren again next week, but I was pretty pumped that she was still on. She did great. She didn't score that high. There were some times where I was like, because she looks like she could really learn and dance. Like, she'll be good by the time the season's over. A woman contracts a deadly flesh-eating bacteria while she's getting a manicure at a nail bar in Tennessee.
Oh.
You ever go do this?
Yes, and in Tennessee.
Yeah, Jane Sharp suffered a small cut on her thumb at Jazzy Nail Bar. Afterwards, the throbbing in her thumb quickly turned to agonizing pain. She contracted necrotizing fasciitis, a rare but extremely vicious bacterial infection. They thought they might have to amputate her arm.
Oh my goodness.
She lost so much of her right thumb's tissue and then had to undergo skin grafts. Still no feeling has returned to her right hand.
Oh wow.
So what's happening here?
Okay,
because
so
I do hear about this sometimes.
Because it's if you go in with an open wound, or I guess if you get cut there, which is really rare. But I've even heard if you're going to get a pedicure and you're going to be sticking your legs into the little tub that everybody uses and stuff, never shave the same day that you've got a pedicure. Because if you nick yourself and you have an open wound and you go in there, I've heard that can, you know, then you get, next thing you know, you have to get your leg amputated. That's what I've heard.
Next thing you know. That's quite the jump.
I jumped, but yeah. It's just that's what you need to remind yourself to be cautious because of the flesh-eating bacteria that can then
Why would you go somewhere that there could be flesh-eating bacteria?
Well, if you don't have an open... See, I feel like if you don't have an open wound, then you're good.
Sometimes don't you know if you don't have open wounds? Like a tiny open wound?
She probably thought that little cut on her hand was like nothing, and now... So before you go get anything done, inspect your skin.
How about we just don't have flesh-eating bacteria as a nail salon?
Well, I know that they should probably work on not having that, too. But when you go to a community place to get... Or just get your do your toes and nails yourself at home. Which is not a very treat-yourself feeling.
Yeah, I just hear too many things about people having to get things amputated mm-hmm. at these salons. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth a 1 in 1,000 shot that you have to get something amputated?
Yes.
Okay, well, there you have it.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This 92-year-old guy volunteers at a nursing home in his wife's honor. Yeah, he's 92. So when you walk around the Hebrew Home Senior Living Facility in Riverdale, New York, you'll see a lot of people in their 90s. A lot of them are using walkers, but one of them shouldn't be mistaken for a resident. He's 92. He's Jerry, and he's a volunteer. And he goes there to work. He first visited in 2007 when his wife was diagnosed with cancer and went there for care. He said, quote, "I would see her every day and wheel her around. We see a lot of lonely people." And my wife said, "You know what? Later on, you ought to volunteer." And at first, he didn't think he would. And she passed away. And then years later, his son was like, "Hey, remember what mom said?" So 8 years ago, he signed up to visit seniors at the nursing home. And that's what he does. He goes and he hangs out and talks with people because he doesn't want to feel lonely.
Oh, that's awesome. Because there are some people that don't have anybody to talk to.
Because your dad's...
Yeah, and I see them. And he sees them. Like, he has a feeding tube, so he doesn't go down for, like, a lot of the meals. But sometimes he'll just walk around and he notices that sometimes people sit... Some people are at a table full of eight people having a good old time. And then another table will be someone just sitting by themselves.
That'd be me. No family to take care of me.
Oh,
I know. Didn't have any kids, so I'm just the last one standing.
Well, we'll go visit you. These aren't even people visiting. It's like the cliques.
Oh, they're still doing Mean Girls in the nursing home? Oh, no. No. Well, I thought that guy, that was an awesome story. Loved it. And that's what this whole segment's about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
We were talking about this story earlier. Just a quick mention of a story about a lady going in and she's getting her nails done and a little cut on her thumb. And then she gets some crazy virus. Mm-hmm. And like gangrene or something on her hand.
Flesh-eating bacteria.
What is happening? And Amy's like, "Yeah, it's the price we pay." What do you mean it's the price you pay?
I said,
I'm getting so many texts.
That say what?
Everybody's like, "Oh, yeah, lots of flesh-eating viruses. We know we're okay with it."
As long as you don't go with an open wound.
Don't go anywhere with an open wound.
What are the odds you're going to be the one that gets infected with something?
I don't like that "what are the odds" game.
Have you ever had a pedicure or manicure?
Well, yeah, when I was 12 and my mom was practicing for her whatever.
Cosmetology thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I was like 10 and she was trying to be someone who does nails on your hands and feet. She'd have nobody to practice on. So she'd be like, "Let me practice on you." So she would. I would go to school with like fingernail polish on. And let me tell you, I already wasn't cool and I was already getting picked on. You think that helped?
Probably not.
No.
So, yes, I did a little bit. But, no, I've never been, like, for fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm looking at these texts, and there are a lot of people who are like, yeah, don't go because that'll happen. Here's one. "Hi, a nurse here. The infection you guys were talking about is definitely serious. I work in a unit where we get a lot of soft tissue patients. The last few had that same disease. We're older men, retired. Not only would women get it from going to the nail salon, these guys get it from going fishing and, like, getting little hooks in them."
Wow.
Apparently everybody's getting it and nobody's talking about it.
Can't fish anymore.
Can't do anything. There you go. Thank you very much. I'm done. I'm done talking about this. That just freaks me out.
Scary.
I don't like it.
Okay.
No more nail salons. When I run for governor, no more nail salons. Oh, or shut them down. Any of them.
And no more fishing?
No more fish. No, guys. No. Arkansas Keith's probably going to be on like the Game Fish Commission.
Yeah.
So that's a weird story. Why don't we play this game? I got a lot of people here that want to play. Why don't we go to Christina in South Carolina, who's on the phone, and let's talk to her and see what she can do here. Christina, are you there?
I'm still here. Good morning,
there
CEO.
She is, everyone. There she is. Good morning. Christina, we're going to play this 60-second showdown. Are you familiar with the game?
I'm all in.
Well, you sound smart. I bet you catch up easy. Here we go. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer all 10 questions correctly, you win the game. If you don't know the answer, we'll come back. If you miss it, that's okay. Now, if you win, it's $100 of my own money because the station doesn't give me any money to give away. This is big heart right here, trying to give it back to our listeners. Okay, you want to play? By the way, I'm getting a lot of crap from text as well for not changing my own flat in my car yesterday.
But you know how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was raining.
Yeah, everybody talking crap. Yeah. I'll race you in it. Yeah. We go to the pit. Mm-hmm. But why would I if it's raining outside and my insurance has AAA? I'm like, what do you mean to do? Show my manhood? I don't have any. Don't get me started. I'm already tired. Today's the day where it all hit me from being in Vegas. Mm-hmm. I woke up this morning. I was like, well, good luck to Amy. Because I am feeling cranky.
Well, you didn't send me the warning. Normally, you send me the warning.
I just
warning.
Found out a minute ago that I was feeling this way. Everybody left the room, and Morgan number two and I were talking. And I was like, yeah, I'm feeling it. And she was like, yeah, me too. And so we've decided that today's the day where it all hits us and how tired we are. So don't mess with me today.
Okay.
Burr. All right. I'm actually in a pretty good mood. I'm just a little tired. Ready to play, Christina?
I'm ready.
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think I'm less...
You know what's funny?
Oh, go ahead. You go. You go.
The reason I called originally was to... And I know you're in a bad mood already, but...
No, I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just tired.
Okay, let her finish.
I'm just tired. I'm a little cranky, but if you realize your crankiness and you adjust on the other side of it, I think that's great self-awareness.
Yes. I try to do that once a month. Go.
Go, caller. Christina. Go. Her name's Christina.
Christina.
Please have respect.
To help you pronounce necrotizing fasciitis.
Yeah, I didn't need help. I don't care if I get it right or not. Appreciate that. But even when I was saying it, I was like, I don't know how to say it, but I'm going to give it a run.
Are you a nurse or a doctor?
I've been an RN for 20-something years, but now I work for a coroner's office.
Holy crap.
Oh, wow. That's got to be intense.
You work with dead bodies?
Every day.
Huh. Like a, what do you do with them?
It's called medical legal death investigator.
Oh, you investigate how they died?
Yes, I mean, I'm not a police officer.
Creepy and happy, Amy.
Well, that part's
Amy's like, ooh, yeah, she smiled.
I thought maybe she was having to be the one that did the makeup and stuff, which to me would
that's like a funeral home, right? It's a whole
different
job.
No,
I come out and examine the body, and I go over the medical records, and I sometimes come up with the cause of death.
Okay, see, that's fascinating.
Yeah, no, I agree, but you were like, do you put the suit on him right before the funeral? Like, no, that's a whole different job.
No, that's the one. No, that's what I thought she did, and I was like, ugh. But then she said what she really did, and I was like, wow.
I bet you're totally desensitized to all this stuff, right, Christina?
Pretty much.
Crazy. You see dead bodies.
Children get to you.
Oh.
Let me think about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well.
Okay, let's play a game.
Yeah.
All right, all right. I'm going to give you three categories, Christina. Would you rather play?
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. So have you ever a body came in with this disease and that's how you figured out they died?
No. We've never had a necrotizing fasciitis.
So we're good. Nope. We can get pedicures.
There's always a first. Wait, I wouldn't go get my... Amy's like, if you have an open wound, you shouldn't go out.
Right.
I'm like, no crap. You shouldn't go out anywhere. Okay, ready. Here we go. Your three categories are 90s country, Disney movies, or science. Now, you get to pick, and if you get all 10 questions right, they're all pretty easy, you win $100 of Bobby's money. Go ahead.
Oh, Lord.
90s country, Disney movies, or science. Let's go science, right?
Let's go Disney movies.
Oh, wow. Okay. I do like that.
Even though I have a bachelor's degree in science, I don't have any confidence that I'll get them right.
All right, bragger. We get it. You're smarter than us.
No, I'm afraid I'll get one wrong and then not represent.
That's true, too. Okay, you have 10 questions. Get all 10 of them right in 60 seconds. You win $100 cash. When the first question ends is when the timer starts. Are we ready to go? Here we go. Question number one, Disney movies. What is Cinderella's slipper made of?
Glass.
Correct. How many dwarves are there in Snow White?
7.
Correct. A Whole New World is from what Disney movie?
Aladdin.
Correct. What's the name of the Little Mermaid?
Ariel.
Correct. What color are Mickey Mouse's shorts?
Red.
Correct. In the movie Frozen, which song does Elsa sing as she builds the castle?
Let It Go.
Correct. What's the name of the boy who owns Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
Oh, Andy.
Correct.
What? Wow.
Remember Me is a song from what Disney movie?
Remember Me? Oh, gosh. I have no idea. Coco.
Correct.
Wow.
Who is the voice of Woody in Toy Story?
Tom Hanks.
Correct. What's the name of Simba's father in The Lion King? Time.
No!
She almost got it.
No.
Coco hung around.
Oh, my gosh.
Would you have known what's the name of Simba's father in The Lion King?
pizza.
She would have gotten it.
Oh, my
goodness.
She got it.
Had she not sat on cocoa, she would have had it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, she got every single one right.
She got 9 right. Yeah. Did you know cocoa?
Right, let's be honest.
No, you did not. You did not get 10 right. You did not in time. If you would have got cocoa, did you know cocoa or was that a guess?
It was an absolute guess. Wow. I thought I remembered something about a song on like the Oscars or something.
Yeah.
Remember me.
Man, I wish you would have just guessed that earlier. I'm rooting for somebody to nail it.
Man.
If you would have just went with that
guess. I did nail it. I did.
Mm. Well, she did get them all right. That's impressive.
No, she didn't.
She got them all right. Okay. She knew Mufasa.
Yeah, but she didn't get it right in time.
I'm not saying she should win the money.
Yes, she did because you yelled out, give it to her.
Well, at the beginning, because I was all into it, because I was excited for her, but I'm going to give her something.
You know what?
I will give her something.
You know what? I don't even care. I don't even care about the money. I just want to be right.
Well, she was right. She was
you
right.
You were right. Yeah. We'll give you that.
I was right. So, yeah.
Well, can you imagine
I don't even
being
care
married,
about the money.
Being married to her.
Oh, God. You always want to be right.
Okay, I just want to be right. Okay, God.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I don't even care about the money.
Okay, I will not give you $100 in my cash. However, I will give you... Do you have a Cracker Barrel near you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to give you, for listening to our show, we're going to give you a $50 gift card thanks to our friends at Cracker Barrel. In honor of their 50th anniversary this year, Cracker Barrel, $50 gift card. Get you a chicken fried steak or a chicken fried chicken or, well, that's all. Or
fried chicken now, too.
Or fried chicken.
That's
yes.
Awesome.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for playing. You were the closest that we've ever had to win that game. If you would have just guessed Coco, you'd have had it.
Man.
I did guess. I was just too slow.
You gotta stop.
Bones, tell her she was right.
She was right,
no.
Bobby.
If she would have guessed it quicker, she would have got it.
That's the way to say it.
That's how to win that game. You gotta just go boom.
Because
there's enough time to get them all.
Yeah, yeah.
But you gotta go 1, 2, 3. And I read them. Okay, there she is. I'm gonna put you on hold. I like you, Christina. I think you're a good person. I'm gonna put you on hold. We're gonna give you this $50 gift card to Cracker Barrel. Thanks to Cracker Barrel. They pulled in the audio from the game to see if she said Mufasa first.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I requested. I said, hey, let's just hear it. And if she did yell Mufasa as the 10th answer, then we'll give her the money. Because we have her info. I give her a $50 gift card. I mean, people are like, you read the questions too slow. No, because if I stumble on the question, it sets the whole thing back. So I read the question very straightforward at a normal rate. I'm not rushing through questions because if I misread the question, that's an extra loss 3 or 4 mm-hmm. seconds. So, are we ready? Here we go. Let's see if she said Mufasa. If she did, then
I give her the money.
And yeah. I hold my head. I'm shame. I'm full of shame. Let's see. Here we go.
Tom Hanks.
Correct. What's the name of Simba's father in The Lion King? Time!
No!
That's it. Yeah, she did
she
say
almost
it.
Got it.
No!
Once you hear, by the way, my question reading isn't slow either. I hear that's a good question read. By the way, it's live, Bobby, by the way, right now. As soon as it goes, that sound starts, that's the end. We do need a better timer. But she didn't get it.
Tom Hanks.
Correct. What's the name of Simba's father in The Lion King? Time! She never
she
even started.
Almost got it.
Go!
Okay, there we go. So all you guys got me on text. Everybody's texting me like, she got it. You didn't?
That was the official review.
Yeah.
Yeah, tape and no.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, she didn't even say Mufasa yet.
Yeah, she probably didn't even know it. I guess she
did.
Yeah. She knew
That's
it.
That's the whole point. She wants people to know she knew it.
I don't know about that. I think she Googled it. She had enough time there.
No.
An American Airlines flight makes an emergency landing in Denver after an unruly passenger punches seats, smokes cigarettes, and yells, "You're all screwed." Can you imagine?
No.
If the plane had to go down because of an idiot on a flight, not a terrorists are going to get beat up and tied up. But just somebody, I would be so mad. Like somebody would probably punch them, right?
I mean, yeah, especially if you have a connector, then you miss your plane, your whole day gets derailed all because of this guy.
Just being an idiot too,
yeah.
Not sick. If you have a peanut explosion in your body,
totally
that's
get
a
it.
Whole different thing.
Yeah.
But no, he lit up a cigarette in the cabin of the bathroom. It was about an hour into its journey when the passenger began hitting the chair in front of them and swearing at another passenger. Sometimes if people, because I fly a lot for work, people will just be kicking my chair. What do you do?
Oh, most of the time I just ignore it.
Well, here's my move.
It's horrible though.
My move is this. It comes in stages. So it's hard to turn around all the way without really being obvious. So if someone's kicking my seat, like right in the back, the first thing I do is just raise my head up straight up, right? Just so they can see
someone sitting there.
That there's somebody in the chair, and I need you to see that something's uncomfortable in my back, so I'm going to sit up, okay? So, and then if you, because sometimes it's adults, they don't even realize they're doing it. So kick, 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 kick. I'm like, fine. I do it again. I sit up a little taller, and this time I do about a 22-degree turn. Like I'm confused as to where it's coming from.
Even though you know.
Yeah, I know where it's coming from, but I go, huh, and then I go, and just a little look. Just a little look, see. Okay, fine. If they keep doing it, I give them the full turn. And it's just a slight eye contact, but I will get up and turn around like this, and I will go, and then I'll turn back around and sit down.
Do you say anything like, oh, excuse me, did you need something?
Nope.
Because you keep trying to get my attention.
I just stareball them.
Okay.
Quickly, though.
Sometimes it's a kid, though, and then they're, and you can't really.
I'll do it to the mom. I'll do the turn to the mom.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah. I want to, but then I don't. I'm always too chicken. But I'm always so confused by parents that don't pay attention to if their kid is kicking the back of the seat or not.
Well, then, if it doesn't work, I do the same thing, stand up, turn around. I then light a cigarette, punch a seat in front of me. I do what this guy did.
Start yelling things.
I don't light a cigarette. I never smoked a cigarette. Blech. And they're expensive. Kids, listen, I'll talk to you practically for a second. Don't smoke because it's expensive. Also, don't smoke because it's terrible for you. But if anything, it's a dumb habit and it's really expensive. So aside from it being, it is not cool. Mm-mm. It's not cool. Don't smoke. It's gross. Nobody wants to kiss you.
Most people that smoke now because they started smoking, they wish maybe they had never started, but it's so addictive.
Never met anybody who goes, you know, one of the best things I did in life was start smoking 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Never met a single person that says that. But I met people who smoke. It's going down, you know, less and less people are smoking, but oh, don't do it, kids. It is expensive. It is bad for you. People don't want to, like, lick your mouth if your mouth's got cigarette in it.
Yeah.
Thank you. The more you know. Thank you very much. What?
Good lick your mouth example.
Yeah, I don't even know if I've ever.
You've ever what?
I couldn't date somebody that smokes.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like the end, couldn't do it. Done. That's a deal breaker. So,
what about dip?
A girl that, no.
My lunchbox is into that.
No. Mm-mm. I don't. What, did you ever date a dude that dipped?
Yes.
And how'd that work out for you?
Gross. Sometimes, I mean, it just spit cups everywhere. Stinks.
Morgan, number two, you're dating right now. Would you dare to do the dips?
No, I've done it before and it was not fun.
But would it keep you from dating somebody? No, if your answer is not no immediately, then...
No, not right away. But I would hope that they would plan to quit would be the end goal.
Well, I think everybody plans to quit.
Yeah. Well, when I found out my husband was dipping, ugh.
But he was dipping as he was flying planes to, like, keep him alert.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, fine, I get it. If you have a long flight, you're in the Air Force... pop a dip in. It's probably safe for you. A lot of pilots do it, but still. Mm-mm. When I find that dip can in his flight suit, mm-mm.
Oh, did you get pretty mad?
Well, yeah, because, so then I would just pull up pictures of people that had to lose like half their face to jaw surgery because they got cancer.
Oh, you'd hit him with this is the super worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Like it was an everyday thing.
Yeah.
Look, this can happen to you.
I know.
That's like, what I'm going to do with you in the nail salon. I'm going to show you a picture of somebody with gangrene and be like, stop going because it's going to happen to you.
Okay.
Let me take a call from Eddie in Florida who has called the show. Eddie, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. What's happening?
Hey, how you doing, Bobby?
Pretty good, man. What you want to say?
I just want to tell you that all forms of law enforcement, including road deputies and corrections, we really appreciate the positivity and everything that you and Amy and Lunchbox and Eddie, all y'all ensue without this show. It really helps us in the long run.
Well, appreciate what you do. I mean, you know, I talk to a lot of cops and I tour constantly. So a lot of police officers will come out and do security at venues. And I do get a lot of time to sit and talk with them. And I think that's where my sensitivities come from just having to pull someone over and talk to officers who risk their lives every single time they walk up to a car. Like, think about that. They got to pull a car over just to give them a ticket or a light is out, but they don't know what's inside that car. They don't know somebody's going to pull a gun. They're going to drive off. Every single time, it's like they're playing a lottery where you don't really win a prize. You can only lose a prize. And so, you know, the fact that you guys are out doing that, keeping us safe, I appreciate that. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too.
I was watching a clip yesterday of a wrestler, a WWE wrestler, and she was pulled over by a cop. And anybody see the video?
Mm-mm.
And she's doing some stuff in Canada. I wish I knew her name, but some of these really new wrestlers I don't know. And the cop pulls her over and she's like, don't you know who I am? I ain't getting a ticket. What? She goes, I'm WWE superstar. And the officer's like, I don't care who you are. Like, you're whatever. And so I'm watching it. And I'm a little irritated because I'm not big on the disrespect to the law enforcement. Lacey Evans is her name. And I'm irritated.
Is that her wrestling name?
Lacey Evans, yeah. Mm. Turns out it was all a bit.
Oh.
She was looking. They were doing something to get promotion in Canada.
Oh, okay.
They had set it up. But I was irritated by the whole thing. So much so that I went back to see what the blowback was. About 6 hours later, it was still sitting there. I was bothered by it. I was like, who would do that? If they were speeding, you got caught. And you're just making it worse for yourself by arguing with the police officer. But Lacey Evans, WWE superstar. She says, as prior law enforcement myself and a United States Marine, because she was a Marine.
Wow.
I do not condone, agree, or promote disrespecting or making officers harder than they already are. The video was created by both parties to promote a local live event taking place in the Edmonton area. As a sports entertainer, it's my job to not only entertain, on and on and on.
Mm.
But I'm assuming that that was all a bit, right? And this isn't some...
Cover up?
Yeah, I think it was a bit, because it was a little over the top. But, yeah. You ever watch wrestling?
No.
I don't really either, but I will read wrestling Twitter. Whenever they do big events, I search wrestling Twitter.
But you were really into wrestling as
a kid.
Yeah.
We all
were.
But
for me, not even as a kid or an adult. Sometimes I guess I watch those Diva Twins on E! Or something.
Bella and Hadid?
Mm-hmm. No. Those are the models.
Oh. Who are they?
The twin girls that wrestle.
Gigi and Bella.
There are Bella twins, right?
Maybe it is Bella twins, yeah. But that's Hadid.
One of them.
Those are the models.
Artem, one of my friends from Dancing with the Stars, is dating. He didn't get brought back on the show.
Oh, it's the one that's John Cena?
Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine following John Cena.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
Like, that's a thing, too, with me, and it shouldn't be with girls, where I'm like, did you date a John Cena? No, I don't ask that specifically.
But if they
dated somebody, like, super famous or
he's
super...
too big,
or
though.
Super muscular.
Yeah. There is such a thing as too muscular.
I don't know that thing. I'm always like comparing back.
Mm.
That's natural, huh?
Well, good thing you're on keto to get even smaller.
All right, hater.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
So AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys is coming over to the house today to do a Bobby cast. And so that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I didn't know if he was going to get in time because I'm leaving tomorrow to go to New York and he's coming in. I'm going out. But if you subscribe to the Bobbycast, it will pop up in your feed when it's done, and you can hear that interview. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We haven't done it yet. But as soon as he lands at the airport, he's coming over to the house to do that. So pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
I like AJ. I mean, we know each other a little bit.
Yeah, so you'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm cool. Hey, I'm cool.
You're cool.
I'm cool. Today on the post-show, pre-show, so after the show is over, we continue going, and I got a few things that we're going to talk about. List is that we're talking about. Well,
oh, I got a note yesterday that yesterday's post-show pre-show was the best one they'd ever listened to.
Because, well, here's what Amy did. We do something called rejected segments, and the rejected segment was Amy wanted to do a draft of potential girls that I would date.
You could date, yeah.
Yeah. So this is just murky water to be walking in.
But that was so good, it could have been on the real show.
So fun.
So good.
We
did it.
Yeah.
And we just kind of slowly waded into it.
Mm-hmm. Bobby said, we'll do one round. And then it was so fun, we did two rounds. Did we do three?
No, we did three.
We did three rounds. Yeah. Okay, see? And I don't know that that's what they were referring to, but they did just say it was the best.
I'm sure that's what it was. It was funny. Yeah, it was funny. On today's post-show, pre-show, Raymundo went to a family-friendly bar and says it was a disaster. So we'll talk about that, which
what
I didn't know.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Okay. But we'll talk. I don't know. We haven't done it yet. The show's not over. And then... your new fifth thing, it comes out tomorrow or today?
Today.
Oh, what's it? What is it?
That's my Q&A episode.
No, what are you talking about?
Oh, I answer questions. I talk about public speaking. I had a guest on with me and she does public speaking. So she gave a good tip about if you ever have to speak in front of crowds.
Yeah.
And I talk about putting coconut oil in your hair and taking these new pills.
Oh, great. Just new pills? Does it matter? Just any pill?
No, it's like a collagen pill.
Oh, ugh. For someone so natural.
No, collagen is natural. It's your body produces it. Collagen's natural. It's like from a cow.
Mm.
You eat meat.
Mm. Okay, I didn't. Yes, you know what I had for dinner last night?
What?
A beet burger.
Meatless Monday?
Mm-mm, just...
Oh.
Was it red?
Yeah, pretty good.
Wow.
Then went to True Foods.
Okay.
And they were like, we have a new beet burger. I was like, why not? I'm trying to go kind of keto anyway, so I had a beet burger. I kind of convinced myself it was beef.
Really?
Yeah, it tastes like bad beef, which is okay.
But I'm only confused because you can have beef on keto.
Yeah, I just was still.
Can you have beets on keto?
I don't know. I just like,
I think
let me
that
get
they're
that
a high sugar.
Whatever. Oh. Don't care. Uh-oh. I'm just living my life.
Okay.
I'm living mostly keto.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not somebody who's preaching the gospel.
No.
But can I eat beets on keto, Mike D?
You have to ask Ray Mundo.
Well, he doesn't know. He didn't even grab the microphone. He has nothing to add to this segment. Mike D, what do beets on keto say?
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, well,
it's carb too.
Looks like I broke the rules. But I still had a beet burger. I'm good. I'm a rebel. I've always been a rebel.
Yeah, I know.
The biggest three songs in country music. Number three, Carrie Underwood, Southbound. To get a little southbound, Tennessee, honey, cotton, a bus. Them south sounds outbound. Some are dripping off of us. From the riverbank to the party cove. Long as it floats, we'll rock the boat. And it's all looking up. Number two, Chris Lane, I Don't Know About You. What's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo? That song right there stays in my head.
So good.
I didn't know who it was until like a week ago. Like, I know Chris, but I said this before. A lot of those dudes that have songs, they're just in and out. Dudes with songs. But
it's the one he used to...
No, it's not.
It's not?
That's not the proposal song.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's his next single.
Gotcha.
But what's it called?
This is a good one.
Big, Big Plans is that
what
you're thinking
about.
Oh, yeah,
I got Big Plans.
Yeah, no, that dude has hits, man. Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
But that song, I hear it, and I used to go, what is that? And then about the third time, I was like, oh, it's Chris Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. The number one song is, dun-da-da, Dirk Bentley, Living. Oof, there you go. Jam. Some days you're living. Mm-hmm. Some days you're living. I was looking at the Entertainer of the Year nominees for the CMAs. Because Carrie is the number three song. Here you go. You have Garth, Carrie, Eric Church, Keith Urban, and Chris Stapleton. Who do you, Entertainer of the Year? Go.
Well,
go.
Garth Brooks is such an obvious thing in my head, but he won last year, right?
I'm not sure. Maybe. Okay. I'm going Carrie.
I mean, she is on tour right now, too.
Well, everybody's on tour a little bit.
Oh.
Keith won last year.
Oh, okay, well, then let's give it to Carrie. So, because Garth won the year before then.
Yeah, but I don't think you should be penalized for winning. By the way, the fact that Luke is not in this is a disaster.
I know.
And it's nobody's fault because a lot of people vote on this to make it happen. It's not like a panel. I used to think that. I used to be like, I'm being blackballed. No, Bobby, it's just that a lot of people don't like you. That's what it used to be. But, yeah, the fact that Luke Bryan isn't in this. Luke Bryan's getting Angelina Jolie'd, meaning for so long, Angelina was the hottest. She won every award for hot woman. So she won so much that people were penalizing her for her past success. There is zero reason Luke Bryan should not be on that list, and Luke Bryan should probably have won it too. By the way, everybody's deserving. You really can't say that someone shouldn't be on the list. But are you kidding me? Luke's not even on the list. He's our biggest superstar in our format right now. Like current superstars, he's the biggest. The fact that he's not on that list is a disaster. I think everybody assumed he would be on there, so nobody put their time into him. We got to remember, that's not the case. You got to stick with them. That being said, I think Carrie wins. I'd like to see Carrie win. And she's hosting the show. It'd be a great moment.
That'd be awesome.
She crushes it
and
comes out. My vote is for... Do I get to vote? I get to vote, huh?
Yeah, you can vote.
Have we voted already?
No, not on this one.
Okay.
Not the final.
I vote Carrie. And boy, it's hard to not give it to Garth or Church.
Church. Because
they're both amazing too.
Oh, and
But I'm going Carrie, but Keith won last year, so I'm going to keep it from him.
You said that shouldn't matter. That was a joke. Okay, I know. I know, because I like to spread the love around too.
Like musically, I probably listen to more Stapleton than anything, but I don't think that he has done enough to be entertainer. Like entertainer to me is like another facet of like you're doing, some kind of other thing as well.
Yeah.
Stapleton went male vocalist of the year, though, and he probably should. Anyway, thank you. Check. Bobby Bones Show. A woman in Louisiana chased her dog into a petting zoo enclosure at a truck stop, which, by the way...
a lot happening there.
Yeah, and she was attacked by a camel inside the petting zoo at the truck stop. He sat on her, and she only survived because she bit the camel's testicles to get the camel off of her.
I'm so glad you clarified this story for me. I didn't want to click on it when I saw it because I just saw a woman bit camel's testicles and I didn't know why, but I didn't want to know why.
She wound up getting a ticket for trespassing. There's a truck stop in Louisiana. They have a 600-pound camel named Casper living there in a petting zoo. That can't be good, by the way.
Right?
I mean, I don't like zoos. I don't like petting zoos. Truck stops I'm okay with. I don't mind a good Buc-ee's. But yeah, they have a camel there. So anyway, the dog runs off and is in there. She's like, well. So she runs in there and spooks the camel, and the camel attacked her. And then he pinned her against the wall and sat on her. I mean, I wonder what that's in her mind. She's like, oh, I may die. What can I find to claw or bite? Well, there's his knee nods.
Mm-hmm.
Time to take a bite. I wonder what the camel's thinking, too. So anyway, she's fine.
Camel's fine?
I think everybody's fine.
Okay, good.
And she has a good story or a bad story. One of the two. We're done for the day. Amy, what's going on?
I have my chiropractor follow-up appointment, so I get my treatment plan today. So I have to figure out what I got to do to get my back better. What about you?
I have an interview at 10:30 with popculture.com. I have a therapist appointment at 1:45. AJ McLean is coming over to the house from the Backstreet Boys to do a Bobby cast. I'm going to work out, and I have a dinner. Pretty busy day.
Yeah.
But I think the AJ thing will be fun. He's getting off a flight and coming right over to the house, so... Again, we spent a little time together, and I wasn't for sure he was coming over until late last night. So subscribe to the Bobbycast. That way when it pops up, it hits right in your feed, and you see it. So wherever you listen to your podcast, check it out. So, yeah, AJ McLean. That'll be pretty exciting. So thank you, guys. See you on Wednesday's show. You can go vote in the draft at bobbybones.com. We did TV catchphrases today, and go pick the team, the overall team that you think is the best. All right, cool. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye. See you on Wednesday's show, everybody.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.